Well, 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 motherfuckers. What's going on, dude? It's Train. That's right. That's fucking right. Now, what you're saying in your brain right now is, what, Train, what the fuck are you doing? And I'll tell you what I'm doing. This is an impromptu bonus material show that I wanted to put together. Now, you're also probably asking yourself, where are the boys? Well, the boys aren't here. It's for real just me right here, just sitting behind a mic. I've never fucking done this before. I'm literally sitting in a room right now, basically talking to myself. It's a very, very bizarre feeling. But I just kind of wanted to fucking just get on here and do a little chat about things that I've been seeing. I know it's, you're probably all like, yeah, it's probably going to be another Trains Complains. And yeah, it probably will be. There's going to be a lot of that. This isn't going to be some super long episode. It's not going to be 2 hours long. It won't even be probably an hour. It's just going to be me blabbing on and wasting some time with you. So that's, I hope you're buckled in and ready. I'm going through the board here. Usually Siege is the one that runs the board. Maybe I can give you guys a little bit of backstory about what the fuck we even do here. So the Jack Shack is my garage. So I've built this bar in here and it's pretty fucking sweet. And we've done a lot of work in here and we've done the show in here for a super long time. For people to back way back in the day that remember Sneaker Peek Podcast, we did it all online. Everyone was at home. And then I believe it was Aunt Chili who was like, dude, why don't we get together? Like, why don't we fucking do it in your garage? And I was like, fuck yeah, that sounds great. I don't have to go anywhere. I'm still at my house, you know, kind of walking to the garage. We had, for those that remember, we had recliners set up. Pretty fucking sweet little setup thing going on. But the garage was a fucking dumpster. So we decided to clean it up and then build a bar with Miss Train's blessings, of course. I don't want anyone to fucking kill me or anything. But yeah, so we decided to do that, and here we are, man. So we've been doing the show for, Jesus fucking Christ, I think it's been 4 years, coming up on 4 years, maybe going on five. I don't even know. This really wasn't the plan to, I didn't really know what the plan was. It was kind of like, hey, you know, I'm going to come on here and just chit chat about random shit. But yeah, tell them a little bit of the backstory of the show is actually going to fill up some time pretty well. So whatever, we built the bar, we're here. Show started as a sneaker show when we were Sneaker Peek Podcast. And honestly, you know, some of the guys in the show weren't as invested into sneakers. And I could tell, you know, when you do a sneaker show, you are cornering a very, very, very small group of people, which is cool, man. You know, we're sneaker heads, you know, all of us still are. It's just, we really wanted to talk about other things. There was more to outside of the show. You know, we would sit down and it's like, you know, what's your favorite fucking green shoe? And it's like, oh my God, like how long can we go about doing this shit? It's just, I don't know. It kind of ran its course, and I know the kind of guys we are, and we have really good personalities. Really nothing offends us. For all of our listeners, all you guys out there, you obviously know that, and it seems as if there's a lot of you that nothing offends you either, which is the way it should be. I mean, fuck, dude, like words should not make you upset. There, when someone says something, if it, the word trigger, if something triggers you, you're a fucking wimp, okay? You are a baby bag bitch, and get over it. You need to fucking button up and fucking grow a pair. So yeah, we wanted to do more things. We wanted to do Foodie Boys. We wanted to talk about whatever the fuck we wanted to. The consensus was we all hated Hollywood. We hated the celebrity obsession from fucking nerds online. So that was just something that we, of course, wanted to pile on and we wanted to talk about. I mean, you know, if you go through social media and you'll see a post, just the most random shit. Like one of the Jenners was so daring and brave to wear a spaghetti strap. It's like, what the fuck are we even talking about? And it would have 500,000 likes. It's just shocking to me, the amount of just spineless ghouls out there that just ride the meat of random ass celebrities. When I just don't fucking get it. So that's really, that's where we kind of base Trash Talk Boys off of. And that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to open up. We wanted to be able to, you know, listen to our own farts. And I'm watching the news right now and there's some bald chick on there. It's really weird. Out of nowhere. Anyway, and we wanted to judge farts and we wanted to just do whatever the fuck made us laugh. You know, we get together almost every weekend. We're all hanging out and we're just, you know, shooting the shit and we're laughing about random shit. And it's like, why not do a show where we do the same exact thing? And the consensus that I've really got from the entire show is that there's a lot of people like us. You know, I've gotten so many times, I can't even count. It's like, it sounds like me and my boys talking, or, you know, even with Miss Train coming out and doing girl talk, it's like girls are, if not grosser, as gross as guys are. I mean, she said shit to me. I've heard her friends talking. It's like, girls are fucking pigs, dude. So, you know, why not have a little bit of a female perspective, and, you know, where she can open up and maybe not talk for all women, because, you know, there are the reserved, fucking uptight, you know, ass, stick up the ass kind of, you know, there's girls and guys out there like that. But, having her on the show, it was a no-brainer. You know, we got in contact with DK and One Star Recruits. You know, we would talk for a while, and why not bring him on? Why not bring Rip on every once in a while to do a sports show? Why the fuck not? I mean, it's, we like talking about sports too. There's just, it's at the end of the day, we, and I'm going to speak for all the guys, we're just doing what we love. It's, and if it brings joy to you, I know it brings joy to me. Like, I enjoy hearing from you guys. We all enjoy talking to everyone, and, you know, hearing that you found something that we said, like, it offended you, not really offended you, but you're like, you're a fucking idiot for doing this. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, that's, we're not all going to be the same in agreement with everything. And that's what makes the world turn, man. It's, that's the whole point of us doing this, is we like being combative. I mean, you know, not to the annoying prickhead level, but it's like, dude, that's, you have to have a little bit of chaos to be, to live a normal life. I mean, that's just the way it is. If you don't have chaos in your life, you're a fucking ghoul anyway. So, and I've said ghoul twice, so we're going to go for four on the show. And also, by the way, I have the sound effects up here, so I'm going to give myself this. So, but yeah, so that's where we are with the show. I mean, we're not stopping anytime soon. We're just cruising along. We're on a break here. The boys, I think I said this, I don't remember. They have no idea that I'm even doing this show. So right now they're listening to it. CJ's listening into his mail truck. Chili's listening in the kill barn that he has his victims in. Jay is not listening. And yeah, that about clears it up. So, but there were some things that I wanted to talk about outside of, you know, with the fucking origins of the show. I don't even know why I went into that for so long. But hey, there you go. That's where we're standing on that. I did want to talk about some things I saw, you know, since we're turning the corner. And I guess you can't say Merry Christmas anymore because, as usual, slime balls get triggered because it's not inclusive enough. I like, what the fuck ever, man. You know, I want everyone to always remember that for what social media and the news shows, it's such a small percentage of the actual population. In real world shit, no one gets offended if you say Merry Christmas and the person's Jewish that celebrates Hanukkah. Usually what a person will do is like, oh yeah, same to you, and just move on with their fucking day. The internet makes it seem like, you know, you're gonna really hurt someone's feelings. And you know what, if me wishing you a Merry Christmas when you don't celebrate Christmas offends you. Fuck you. I don't give a shit at all. And I hope all of you feel that way. I hope every single person out there feels the exact same way. My goal, maybe on the show I am, but in real life when I'm out just doing shit, my goal isn't to like personally offend anyone. I'm just kind of carrying on. It's like the people... It's like the people when they say, you know, you just need a quick like, hey, how you doing? Oh, good, man. How are you? Ah, good. And then you go on with your day. You don't need the guy that's like, when you say, hey, how you doing? And then they're like, oh, not good. And you're like, sink into your chair. You're like, oh, my fucking God. Like, kill me now. You know, you're just going to hear an earful when it was just being a polite thing. But yeah, this is not, you know, just wish people the happy holidays. That's fine. What the fuck ever. I don't give a shit. So happy holidays to everyone. I went out today. I went to do a little bit of shopping, which by the way, Miss Train's probably going to listen to this. So I'm not going to say any more. We'll talk when we get back. Just someone remind me and be like, Train, what the fuck were you about to say? But anyways, I went shopping today and I saw an older gentleman rocking skin tight Christmas sweater with like dungarees, like just cowboy butt, the whole thing. But he's an older dude. And you know, I don't have anyone to fucking rebuttal or say anything, but goddamn, dude, we got to stop with the wearing Christmas shit. When you see the motherfuckers out there wearing Santa hats, come on, come the fuck on. Like, why? Take that shit off. Stop wearing it. Take the Christmas sweater off. I get if you're going to an ugly sweater party, that's what we do. That's fun. But Jesus fucking Christ, dude, like wearing the shit out. We get it. Yeah. If you're a big fan of Christmas or the holidays, I'm a big fan of it too, man. I'm a big fan of having days off of work. I'm a big fan of now that I have kids, I'm a big fan of Christmas for us has totally been rejuvenated. It's back to being fun. All the parents out there, you know what I'm talking about, seeing, you know, basically lying to your kids about this fat fucking bald guy that wears red clothes and comes down a chimney or just walks through your front door and leaves gifts and shit. It's fun, man. It's been a long time since I really gave a fuck about Christmas. Just cause it's just, you know, you get older, you get socks and underwear from your mom and your aunt, your 102-year-old Aunt Marie gives you $4 RIP. She's the one that died, by the way, Marie. Yeah. She's 102. I'm just going to keep trailing off. Saw her at her 101st birthday. She was fucking dead then. She was ready. She's like, dude, when I asked the boys, I was asked, like, I think 2 weeks ago we were talking about, we're like, you know, what's the age where you just don't want to get to? And I'm telling you right now, for any of you that have ever met anyone 100 years or older, none of these motherfuckers want to be here. They're not pumped. They're not happy. They're not living any kind of human life. They're sitting in a chair staring off into space. They have no fucking idea what's going on. It's crazy to think that, you know, maybe a lot of us will be there at some time. Like we'll be sitting in a recliner, just kind of your brain is just kind of shutting on and off. I don't know what that's like. Like really chilly would be fucking making me sweat with some medical term right now. But I like just really think about that. You're so old and decrepit that your brain's like shutting off. I wonder what she was thinking about. Like now that I'm going over that again, it's like when she would just sit there and stare at the fucking wall, it's like, what is going through her brain? Was she thinking about, you know, when Hitler died, when she was a fucking teenager? That's a true story. She was there for all of that weird shit. It's like that shit wasn't that long ago. But yeah, it's where I don't even remember what the fuck I was even talking about, but oh yeah, back to Christmas. So the guy wearing the fucking bun huggers called Jay a scuzz bucket the other day. I'm going to be bringing that shit back. No question about it. But yeah, Christmas clothes. Let's knock that shit off immediately. Christmas parties. I don't know if anyone has had their, I'm sure you have by now, a work Christmas party. We do not do that where I work. I refuse to hang out with coworkers. It's just not something that I'm interested in doing at all. Like it's just, I I don't want to be with you when I'm at work, let alone spend my off time with you also. I'm sure there's lots of you out there that feel the same exact way. You kind of feel obligated to go and do those things. And I just, for me personally, it's just never been something that I've ever been interested in. So that's a big fucking no here. I've watched all of my Christmas movies. Christmas Vacation took me about 4 days to watch. So we've talked about this on the show also. Miss Train and I, we can never, I was sick as fuck 2 days ago. I had 102.3 fever, which was bullshit. And we were trying to watch a movie. I just couldn't even fucking put my mind together to pay attention to anything. And that was really it. I'm already completely over the Christmas movie shit. That's why I was asking for action flicks. Got a lot of messages, great submissions. And I'll be watching, I'll just be carrying it on over the, after Christmas is over. And now for what I wanted to also talk about was New Year's. So this is something, now listen to me. I'm going to tell you this story about me getting my DUI. Okay. This is a big thing. Why I say there's no fucking excuse. I'm not your mommy. I'm not your fucking dad. So just don't be a moron. Okay. So we go out, Miss Train and I go out drinking. This is before I even had kids. This is 12 years ago. Go out drinking. And I think I had like a pitcher of beer. I don't know. It was a solid amount. Got pulled over a mile away from my house, and dude asked, cop asked, he's like, "You been drinking?" I was like, "Yep." Got arrested, got my car towed, had to pay fines, had to do time in jail. And out in Arizona, I don't know if any one of you have ever heard of this. In Arizona, we had something, it's shut down now, but it was called Tent City. For everyone that doesn't know, it was kind of exactly what you think it is. It's a dirt field with cots, like fucking metal bunk beds under tarps. And there would be fucking hundreds of us out there, and all of it's misdemeanors. You're not like hanging out with fucking child abusing scumbags or fucking murderers or any shit like that. It's guys that are in and out. You're doing, you know, 2 days, 24 hours a week. And then there's other guys that are striped down, still doing smaller portions of time. But anyway, so yeah, I had to go do that shit. But the story, and I'm almost positive I've never told this story. So I go in, we go through processing, you know, they move you around, they move you from cell to cell to fuck with you. You know what I mean? They don't want you to go to sleep. They don't want this to be a vacation. They want you cold as fuck. The cells are ice cold. It's all concrete. You're jam packed. I think, you think about a normal, like a master bathroom, and put 30 guys in there for hours. So think about that. This is what the processing is. I mean, and you're in there with guys getting out that had just got done doing 15 years. There's guys going process to go to county, not Tent City, that are going to be eventually going to prison. Anything goes in there. Anyway, so we go from cell to cell to cell. Finally, we make it to Tent City. I think it's like 1 o'clock in the morning by this point. We all go in. So a bunch of dudes are super tired. I'm like fucking wired. This is the first time I've ever been in jail. And I'm just fucking absolutely wires crossed, ready to go. And we walk in, this dude with a ponytail is sitting on a park bench inside Tent City. I mean, you can kind of just wander around. They say, you know, once it's locked down, you just fucking sit in your bed. But there was a dude sitting there, and I was like, fuck, I'm not tired. And yeah, you obviously know me, I'm a talker. So I walked up to him. I was like, what's up, dude? And we just started shooting the shit. And I was like, you know, the usual jail talk. I asked him, I was like, what are you doing here? He's like, man, I just got here. I'm waiting to go to trial. And he was a timid motherfucker. I mean, he was one of those dudes that when you go to a bar and there's like a fucking Van Halen cover band and they're not that good. They're not the worst, but they're not that good. It's like a guitarist from that band, long ponytail, fucking goatee shit. And he told me the story. He's like, dude, I was watching a UFC fight. This guy's probably around 40 at this point. He's like, I was watching a UFC fight. And he's like, I was drinking, barbecuing, and that's really the last thing I remember until I woke up and I was in a hospital bed, handcuffed to the hospital bed with a cop standing over me. And he was just kind of like, what the fuck is going on? Where am I? He's like, oh, well, you killed a family of four. So you are being treated for your injuries and then you're being taken right to jail and you're going to be able to call a lawyer and everything. So, yeah, the guy killed four people. He was pissed drunk, drove, and he doesn't know what the fuck happened, but he said he hit a car head on and killed four people. So this is the kind of shit, you know, you talk to one motherfucker like that. And if I could pass on that story to you to kind of fucking, if you're still drinking and driving, which motherfucker, I know we've all done it many times, but it's like, dude, it takes that one time. That one fucking time, and it could change your life for the absolute worst forever. I mean, that dude, he probably is already out of prison. He probably did 10 years, but he'll never forget that. I mean, it's not even the prison time. Like, for real, he probably got, you know, four counts of vehicular manslaughter. And it's not the DUI or the prison or whatever. He's going to live with himself knowing he killed a family of four. I mean, dude, and for normal motherfuckers out there, that's worse than anything you could ever give someone, jail-wise or prison-wise. There's just nothing you can absolutely give anyone that could be worse than that. So, again, I'm not mommy, I'm not daddy, but I wanted to share that story and then fucking just, come on, smarten up. Don't be a fucking dummy. Put your shit together. Don't be a moron. Call an Uber. It's too fucking easy to do now. And that's for New Year's. So that's right around the corner too. Everyone's got some time off. I don't even know, you know, I think I'm always so bad about this. I'm the worst when it comes to dates. Like, I don't know, dude, I'm fucking dropping shit. You can probably hear the clanking in the back. But yeah, I think it's Christmas and New Year's always land on the same day. I believe they're both on Monday coming up. Well, Christmas this Monday, New Year's next Monday. Don't be a fucking dickhead. But yeah, so I wanted to come on here, just kind of shoot the shit, talk a little bit about the Christmas or Hanukkah. I don't know shit about Hanukkah. I don't know how it's celebrated. I know it's a lot longer and you get like a gift a day or some shit like that, which whatever. So yeah, if you're celebrating Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah. If you're celebrating, I don't even fucking know. There's so many goddamn holidays. Is Rosh Hashanah, is that even a thing? What, I don't even know what that is. I'm just throwing out random holidays. I don't know what they mean. So yeah, I wanted to come on. I wanted to say happy holidays to everyone. I'm trying to think about if there's really anything else that I saw going on, in my life. Again, it's super weird being in here by myself. I don't even know how long I've been going at this. Probably like fucking 25 minutes. We're doing for Christmas, my family, we always do a cousin's white elephant. And I think I'm saying a lot. Just get the fuck over it. Oh, I almost did it again. So we do a white elephant where it's so hard to explain. If you don't know what a white elephant is, I buy a gift. It's divvied up. We use an app, free shout out here. It's called Elfster. I don't know if anyone has ever used this before. If you have, you're lucky. It just makes this shit so much easier. You put your name in there. It picks a random person. Then they could make a wish list. You could buy whatever the fuck they want. So you're not guessing, which is the worst thing about shopping for people. It's you need to just tell me what you want and I'll buy you that. Okay. This like random guessing shit where, okay, here's a story. This past weekend, I take my son. We go out to the mall, okay? I have no idea. I'm looking for Miss Train. I'm looking for shit for her. We start walking around. We go to the mall. Of course, it's an absolute fucking gong show there. Every asshole, including myself, is doing the same exact thing I'm doing. So we're walking around. I go to every single store. Now, mind you, for everyone out there that has a girlfriend or a wife or a husband or a boyfriend, there gets to a certain point where it's like, I'm not just going to buy you shit to buy you shit. I know if you want something, just fucking buy it. Like, just go get it. Like, I'm not going to be angry with you. It makes shit so much easier than me walking into a Bed Bath and Beyond and smelling a fucking candle and being like, oh yeah, I think she'll like this. Spending $50 on a motherfucking candle for real. This is for real. I didn't buy it. I was like, dude, I don't give a shit. And I'm not spending $50 on a fucking candle when I thought they were like $3. That's for real. I was going through, I thought I was going to pick up like 20 candles, just load up a basket. They're like, okay, well, here's one. And it was a bigger candle, I guess. And she's like, okay, yeah, these start at 50. I was like, give me the fuck out of here. Got my son. We just dipped out. So we went around to multiple stores inside the mall. I mean, it was like one after another, after another, after another. We left the mall after an hour and a half. I didn't buy anything. It was the biggest fucking waste of time ever. Then I take my son to another store, and I'll shout that for all you Arizona folk out there. There's the store Shirts and Things. They just sell a bunch of random shit. Tons of they thems out there working there. But it's a really cool place. A lot of band tees. It's just that kind of place. For all y'all motherfuckers out there that have it, a Hot Topic, think of that on a larger scale in one store. It's a fucking ginormous Hot Topic. Didn't buy anything there. Didn't get a single thing. Was there for about 20 minutes. So we leave there, and then I go to Guitar Center to get my old man some shit that he needs for his acoustic guitar. And as of right now, it's crunch time. Okay. You're listening to this. It's a Thursday, right? I need to stand up, dude. I always stand up during the show. Hold on. So you're going to hear some crunching and shit. I am not a sitter. I fucking hate that shit. I don't know if anyone out there, when you go to bars and shit, I am a stander. I do not sit down. We're all drinking and shit. I'm the last dude to be sitting. There's some other guys. I think CJ might be like that also. So anyway, sorry, dude. My dudes and chicks and everyone. What the fuck is going on? What am I hearing? I'm hearing some weird ass shit going on. Anyway, it's crunch time. And I know for a fact, half of our listeners right now are feeling the same pressure. What the fuck do we get our loved ones? What do we get our wives? What do we get our husbands? Dudes are so much easier to shop for. I'm telling you right now, dudes are the easiest dudes to shop for. It's just like, you know, think about anything. Guys just always have that thing that they like. It's that easy. Buy something of that thing. Sneakers or grilling or beer or fucking, you know, electronics. It's all equivalent. The girls, for all the girls listening, you guys are absolutely fucking impossible to search for or to shop for. I'm not just buying shit, just like that candle story. I'm not just buying shit to buy shit. You want it to be meaningful. You want it to be thoughtful. You want it to seem like, hey, you know, I really put effort into this. But when it gets down like to business, what does your wife, what does your girlfriend have or not have that you could get her? I am at such a loss. So you guys are going to need to send a lot of prayers my way. Okay. I'm going to need every single prayer that I'll pull something out of the hat here and I'll make it happen. I have, just in case Miss Train does listen to this, I have a couple ideas that I need to somehow make happen. And I know I will. I know I will. You know, your boy Train will. I mean, come on. That's where I'm at, man. I'm fucking sweating it, and it's my own goddamn fault. I've been farting around. I've been doing nothing, kind of in the dude. And I've taken after my old man, Train Senior. A lot of thinking, a lot of and then by the time it's like it's go time, you're like, oh fuck, I didn't get ready for this. Like I didn't put that together. That now I need to get into action. So. Again, man, if all y'all listeners out there, you got to send a DM, you got to fucking help a brother out. I mean, is there something that I'm missing? Some of you guys have sent some pretty cool links, to clothing. I am not a clothing buyer. I do not do that shit. I don't buy, I buy Miss Train shoes just because I'm lucky enough to be in I hate this fucking term, but a cook group, okay, where I see shit that gets restocked randomly on random ass websites, like the Gratitude 11s. I know everyone's like, yeah, those were easy to get on sneakers. To the normal brained sneakerhead guy, you go on sneakers, it's sold out. That's the end of that. For me, I see them popping up still. I mean, they're sitting everywhere, but I know that because I could work. And for the sneakerheads listening, you guys know that because you would know where to look, where to find it. So again, I don't do clothing. I don't do fucking candles. I thought I was going to be able to. I don't do that shit. I don't do the typical girly stuff. Like, I cannot wrap my brain around it. And when I do start really thinking about it, I start thinking about, okay, well, I don't know if she'll even like this. Like, I don't want to waste money and time. Not even money. Even if I buy it, it's like, I don't want to waste her time. Like, here, you return this and go buy something you want. That's the issue that I'm having. It's a, you are going to have to now to put in the work, because I know you didn't want this and I just bought it just to fucking buy it. So it's obviously the every guy out there, you start making that turn to the jewelry section, you start, which I'm kind of doing. There's something there that I'm looking into, and it's, I feel like that's an easy way out. But fuck, guys, I'm at the end of my rope here. Like, we're running out of time. By the time you're listening to it, I still haven't got anything. So we are now 4 days away. Let's see here. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Fuck me. Yeah, 4 days away, and I have a lot of shit going on just outside of shopping. Just fucking kill me already. Just kind of going off on tangents. Okay, so now that I've been talking for about 30 minutes, again, in my garage, in the Jack Shack, alone, very odd, but, you know, I am me, so it's kind of easy to just talk and I'm listening. By the way, we have our in-ear monitors that we have on the show. Man, I love listening to myself. That's a goddamn truth. But no, I just, that's, I'm just going to wrap it up here. I got shit to do, but wanted to give you guys a little bit of a shout out, something easy, something quick. If you guys were going on a quick little drive, had somewhere to be, wanted to go to the grocery store, had to buy some last minute shit, glad I can ride with you guys. So again, happy Christmas. I don't fucking know. Merry Christmas, merry whatever fucking holiday that you are celebrating. Be safe out there. New Year's also, because I'm not going to do this next week. I don't even know. I just kind of got bonered up and wanted to do it today. Definitely not doing this next week. So yeah, just wanted to say happy holidays, all you guys. From all of us, and I again will be able to speak for every dude here. We appreciate all you guys. We really do. We love you guys. We've been fortunate enough to meet a few of you in person. And we really appreciate all of you guys, and, you know, spreading the word about Trash Talk Boys, and you know, we're just going to keep going. We're going to keep powering through. We're going to keep coming up with shit. The show will sometimes be different. We're going to get rid of stuff. We're going to bring stuff back. It's just like a revolving door. And, you know, you guys, it's still us. Like, we're still going to cruise right through and do whatever and be assholes and play fart sound effects and all kinds of shit, and that's just what we do. So at the end of the day, it makes us laugh. So if you've ever smiled or laughed at the show, then you have a personality just like ours. I mean, we're, like I've said in the beginning of this show, we get a lot of, you know, it sounds just like me and my boys talking, and yeah, we're not that different. Like, we're all the same people. So yeah, that's it, dude. I'm done fucking around. We love you guys for real. And thank you. Shout out Fat Nugs, of course. I also hit that, I don't remember, is it five star? Yeah, fuck yeah. Hit that five star. Share the show, man. Send this out to somebody. Be like, dude, these guys are, one, there's this really hot guy named Train on the show, which is, you know, me. But yeah, just share it, man. Show somebody. Post it in your story. We don't live on social media anymore after we got completely fucking... It was really a rough go, and we were cruising hard, and Instagram deleted our entire page. We lost thousands of followers. And it fucking sucked. They didn't give a reason, and we came to find out it was a video that I made. It was the troll movie, and it was like a rip on Sneakers, the app, and somehow some fucking pussy reported it, and they taught that as we were copyright infringement, so they deleted our whole account. Listen, I go through Instagram. I'm seeing people get fucking murdered on there, like literally murdered. I'm seeing chicks show their buttholes and pussies and tits. You see it all. But whatever you do, don't use a 15-second clip from a Trolls movie and put a sneakers logo over it, because that's what will get you banned. I just, dude, I can't fucking stand that shit. Anyway, happy holidays. Be safe. Uber if you drink. Have fun. Don't be a fuckhead. Do something good. Try to volunteer. Fucking help somebody out. Donate. Do something. Do something positive. And in the new year, we will be back with episode, I guess this would be called 83. So it'll be episode 84. And we will see you then. So this is your boy Train signing out. Happy holidays, everyone. Love y'all. Bye.